Hello, I'm Phil of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Thank you. And well, in which state do you currently live?
What was the question?
In which state do you currently live?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All calls on a cell phone.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in California?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
2003.
Thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic Latino.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in the school?
12.
Thank you. Getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Okay, would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Okay, would that be somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know, you don't know too much, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Esmeralda Soria.
Favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
Not favorable.
Thank you. And the next one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
Don't know that one.
Thank you. Moving on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? Healthcare, taxes, climate change, jobs and the economy, abortion, crime and public safety, education, border security, inflation and the cost of living, or homelessness?
Climate change.
Thank you.
Is it multiple choice?
Well, in this case, we have only one choice. So which one would you choose that you consider the most important?
Abortion.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
8.
Thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly Member?
John Esmeralda Rose.
Thank you. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's severely on the wrong track.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
Stayed the same.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
Thank you. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to support her?
No difference.
Thank you. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional editor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants to strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento and demanded that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Much less likely, or no different.
Much less likely.
Thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging for unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she has romantically involved with. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. And Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote, Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, State Assembly Member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor, Mother?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Thank you. Now, I have a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're just about to finish. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
As a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Not so strong.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Liberal.
Thank you. And would that be very or somewhat liberal?
Very.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you would vote. Or no, you wouldn't vote?
I wouldn't vote.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay, that would be it, and thank you very much for answering. Have a good one.